true in football. Sacks do come in bunches, and the Bills got 7 of them against Miami. They came from the defensive line. They came from the linebacking core. They started out coming from the defensive backfield.
It felt good. It felt good. We all want to come out, put pressure on the quarterback, and lucky for me, I was able to start it off and just keep the thing going.
You know, sometimes sacks will come from the front 7. Mm-hmm. You guys, Nickel, and you kind of chipped in. That, to me, is like defensive game plan.
Yeah, we always talk about mismatches, bringing the unexpected. I guess they weren't accounting for me and Nickel, so we got our opportunities, and we capitalized on them.
We felt that, you know, we might be able to do some things and give them one look and come the other way. But, you know, those guys up front and even the other guys don't probably get as much credit, you know, the guys that come from the secondary. They've been doing a good job all year.
Normally I'm just pure, you know, cover nickel. I blitz seldomly. Today we blitzed them, and I think we found one of their weaknesses, and they couldn't pick it up. And we just kept putting pressure on them, kept blitzing them, and putting pressure on them, and, you know, I just kept getting loose.
I think early, you know, it was guys winning, you know, and just some base rush stuff. And they got concerned about that and started trying to protect that. And that's when Pett started calling some of our blitzes when they were trying to protect, you know, on the front 4 rush. So, you know, I think it was a good combination of both.
The Bills' 7 sacks shattered the franchise record for sacks. They have 56 now. The old record was 50, set way back in the AFL glory days. The Bills have had the single-season sack record in their sights for a while.
We wanted to break the sack record, single-season sack record with the team, and we want all the guys to get 10. They're waiting on me now, so they're going to try to give me some free up so I can get there. But everybody, we reached all the goals. Kyle got his 10, Jerry got his 10, Mario got his 13. It's just everything is coming together.
Wins are the biggest thing for our guys, but when it trickles down to the defensive stats versus any individual stats, that's a prideful group, and they know that they can that they're capable of putting up some big sack numbers, but not at the expense of anything else. And as long as it's within the structure of the defense.
I mean, everybody across the board is out there hunting, and I will say it's tough to get a sack with that defense because everybody else is right there. So I mean, it's that close for not just one guy getting a sack. I mean, or putting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, there's so many guys that have opportunities to make plays, and you know, we just feed off one another and. And play off one another.
56 sacks for the season, 22 interceptions. The two things Buffalo's defense does extremely well, but they only have 6 wins to show for it.
That'll be our lament of this year, that we ended up, you know, out of the playoffs when we felt that we were capable, that we were a playoff team.
Try not to, you know, to kind of dwell on, you know what we. You know, what you could have done different, and, you know, you just kind of fight human nature worrying about that, you know. But, you know, I think that we've got a chance, you know, to be, you know, really, really good, you know, and because of the combination of, you know, schematically what we're doing and the combination of talented players we have. So, you know, like I said, I you know, feel excited. More excited about what's ahead of us than, you know, regret looking back.
So the team record for single-season sacks is now established, and the Bills still have 1 game to go. More time for the defense to try to salvage a disappointing season. From Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.